Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. How are you today? I hope you're fine, and I will accompany you for the next 60 minutes ahead for today's edition on 9th of March 2019. We would like to present some programs started with news and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Listener, we begin our program with the news read by Rahmana.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo responds to the shooting in Papua. Handing over certificates of wakaf land, President Joko Widodo expects ulama to straighten hoaxes. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo responded to the shooting involving the armed criminal group KKB and personnel of Indonesian forces in Mugi District, Duga District, Papua. He said that he has instructed the security forces to resolve security terror in Papua since the same incident occurred in some time ago. He also explained that the dense forest condition in Duga District make it difficult for the security apparatus to solve the problem of armed criminal group.
Ya, ini kan sudah saya perintahkan sejak peristiwa yang pertama.
I ordered since the first tragedy to be pursued and resolved, but we must do know Duga and how the terrain of the area is. This is not something easy. The terrain is dense forest. We've been there, so it is else not easy. It's not easy for the personnel of Indonesian Armed Forces TNI and the National Police to pursue and resolve this because the terrain is really hot and wild. Previously, it was reported that there were three TNI soldiers joined in the Gakuntas forces reportedly killed in a gunfire with the armed criminal group KKB in Mugi District, Duga, Papua on Thursday. The three soldiers who passed away are Merwariyadin, Yusdin, and Siswanto Bayu Aji. The Gakun Sagas forces, which number 25 people, were tasked with carrying out safeguards in the context of the process of 15 TNI forces that would carry out security and construction of Trans-Papua, Papua-Wamena, Mamugu infrastructure in Duga District. Troops were attacked suddenly by around 50 to 70 members of the KKB armed with both military standard weapons and traditional weapons such as arrows and spears. President Joko Widodo handed over 814 wakaf certificates or indomen at the Istiqlal Mosque in Bandar Jaya Sub-District Central Lampung during his walking visit to Lampung Province on Friday afternoon. Before the local people who were present, the president said that land conflict occurred in many regions because without a certificate as a proof of ownership. He claimed to have ordered related agency to immediately complete land certification so that the agrarian conflict could be resolved within the country.
Inilah kenapa saya perintahkan kepada Pak Menteri, ini harus diselesaikan.
This is why I ordered the minister. This wakaf land must be settled. If not, it will be trouble later. The land has become a mosque or madrasah school, but this is not. But this is disputed. Who is I? We are all. But if you have a certificate like now, this is legal proof of land. It is clear there is no problem. That's why in all provinces we speed up land certificate, especially the wakaf land. Furthermore, President Joko Widodo advised the community not to be easily informed by false issues that spread widely among the people. He hopes that community and religious leaders can straighten out hoaxes that can create unrest among the people. Some of the slanders that had been circulating lately include the issue of banning the azan, the legalization of the same-gender marriage, as well as criminalization of ulama. Deputy Speaker of the House of Representatives DPR Commission Tant Reni Marlinawati says that the music draft bill could not be dropped. She feels that there is a mechanism that must be followed starting from a commission meeting submission of report to DPR Speaker. As quoted by Tempo.co, Reni affirmed on Friday that she was unaware about the issue on the removal of the draft bill directly from legislator Anand Hermansyah. She added that the music draft bill cannot be dropped simply. there is a mechanism. Previously, the legislator of the House Commission 10, Anand Hermansa, stated that the decision to withdraw the Muted Drought Bill in the House legislative body, or BALIC, was made following there were a lot of recommendation and suggestion and the planning of massive meeting initiated by Muted communities. The Financial Service Authority, OJK, recorded a significant increase in the number of financial technology or fintech peer-to-peer lending companies over the past few years. To date, 99 fintech platforms have registered to OJK, as quoted by Tempo.co, executive head of OJK's non-bank financial institution supervision, Chris Winhandi, stated on Friday that there are 117 companies willing to be registered and are on progress. Chris Winhandi said that one of the requirements for fintech lending platforms to be registered on OJK is to undergo a certification process held by Indonesian Fintech Lender Association, AFPI. AFPI has been officially approved as an official partner of OJK in overseeing fintech lending. Based on OJK data up to the end of January 2019, the value of transaction of fintech peer-to-peer lending company had reached 25.59 trillion rupiah from 99 registered platforms, while the number of lenders reached 267,469 entities with more than 5 million debtors over 70 million transactions. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The alleged signs signifying the near end of U.S. and China trade war has pushed the Indonesian crude price ICP to $61.31 U.S. dollars per barrel for the February 2019. Energy and Mineral Resources Minister, as reported by Antara News Agency on Friday, stated that the February 2019 ICP represented a 4.76% increase compared to $56.55 U.S. dollars per barrel a month earlier. In general, the ICP rose due to an increase in the prices of global crude oil, including Dated Brent, WTI or NYMEX, Basket Opet and Brent ICE. Dated Brent rose $4.57 from $59.46 to $64.03 U.S. dollar per barrel. NYMEX increased $3.43 U.S. dollar to $54.98 U.S. dollars per barrel. Basket Opet jumped from $54.98 to $63.75 U.S. dollars per barrel, and Brent or ICE recorded 4.19 increase to $64.43 U.S. dollars per barrel. Another influencing factor is high level of compliance between OPEC and non-OPEC members to slice their crude oil production. As many as 24 painters from 11 countries will hold an exhibition at the Padepokan Apple Watu Borobudur Magelang Regency Central Java for a month from 9 March to 9 April 2019. The owner of the Padepokan Apple Watu, Dedi Pau, said in Magelang on Friday that in addition to Indonesian painters who are going to participate in the exhibition are from Singapore, Malaysia, India, China, the Philippines, Hong Kong, Egypt, Bangladesh, Tajikistan, and France. He said that the exhibition with the theme Freedom and Love features 54 works of painting and graphic arts. He chose the theme Freedom of and Love because the painting artists are free to speak anything with any technique but which has to do with love and something peaceful. The last item, Bank Indonesia BI has forecast Indonesian inflation in March 2019 to reach 0.0% month-to-month due to a rise in the prices of several commodities including onion and garlic as well as air tickets. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Governor of Bank Indonesia Perry Warjio said on Friday that the inflation forecast is based on the result of the price survey conducted until first week of March. If the inflation forecast comes true, the annual inflation in March will stand at only 2.44% year-on-year, or will stay in the range of central bank's inflation target of 2.5% until 4.5% year-on-year. He also explained that in general, food prices in March remain stable and the prices of commodities including of purebred chicken meat, red chili, chicken eggs, and Peru's vegetables tend to decline. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
The first news came from Palembang, South Sumatra.
Hindus in the Pura Agung Sriwijaya Complex Palembang on Wednesday paraded ogoh-ogoh ahead of Saka Brata Penyepian Day and Saka New Year 1941. Deputy Chairperson of the Parisada Hindu Dharma Indonesia in South Sumatra Province, Made Toye, said the Ogo-Ogo is one of a series of activities that is usually done ahead of the peak day of Nyepi. Before parading Ogo-Ogo, Hindus in the city of Palembang and the surrounding area prayed in the morning and afternoon, while Ogo-Ogo was paraded in the afternoon. This form of ogoh-ogoh represents Butekale, who is described as a frightening, scary-faced demon who is considered a troublemaker who must be neutralized from the soul before the arrival of Nyepi Day. After the prayer, 10 to 15 teenagers and children paraded in big ogoh-ogoh, which is 2 meters high, while the small ogoh-ogoh measuring 1 meter tall was paraded by children. For 1 hour, the ogoh-ogoh was shaken and turned around by the carriers until it became shreds. Then they were burned to the ground, so the evil spirits were considered to have disappeared. Next news came from Padang Pariaman, West Sumatra. Padang Pariaman Regency in West Sumatra was chosen by the Ministry of Communication and Information of the Republic of Indonesia to become one of the development areas of the 100 Smart City Movement program in Indonesia. The selected regions will take part in the mentoring plan for the Smart City Master Plan from the Indonesian Ministry of Communication and Information. Padang Pariaman implemented the program so that it could improve public services and utilize resources well. The latest news came from Sleman, Yogyakarta. Thousands of Hindus followed the 1941 Saka National Tower Agung Kesange procession, which was centered in the southern courtyard of the Prambanan Temple Complex, Sleman Regency in Yogyakarta on Wednesday. They came not only from the special region of Yogyakarta and Central Java, but also from Bali and a number of cities in Indonesia. Tower Kesange was carried out a day before the implementation of the Saka New Year in 1941. The ceremony began with a number of people, along with several resis or priests and wasi or leaders of Hindus carrying out the Pradakshina procession. This procession is carried out by circling the Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva temples in the Prambanan temple complex. After the Tower Agung Kesange ceremony, in the afternoon, it was followed by a pengerupukan procession or parading ogoh-ogoh in their respective temples, namely in Jagatnata Temple, Vidya Dharma, and Padma Buana temples. Ogoh-ogoh is a symbol of negative things, so that at night, the ogoh-ogoh cracking must be neutralized so as not to disturb the Hindus who will carry out the Brata Penyepian ceremony in the morning. Well, that was news from Indonesia. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih from Voice of Indonesia to the World.
Voice of Indonesia.
We begin today in history with information about the inauguration of the Jagorawi Toll Road, the first toll road in Indonesia. Jagorawi Toll Road is the first toll road in Indonesia, which was started to be established in 1973. The toll road connects Jakarta, Bogor, and Ciawi. The toll road, which spans approximately 50 kilometers, was inaugurated by President Suharto on March 9, 1978. Next, Discovery Space Shuttle succeeded in returning back to the Earth on Wednesday, 9th of March 2011, at 11:57 Western Indonesia Time. The Space Shuttle landed on the Kennedy Space Center, Florida. It brought 6 astronauts led by Steve Lindsay and 2 space workers, Steve Bowen and Al Drew. Discovery Space Shuttle successfully broke a number of records, such as completing 39 space missions, traveling 148 miles, orbiting the Earth for 5,830 times, and exploring the space for 365 days. The last information is about the National Music Day. The National Music Day is commemorated on 9th of March. The commemoration aims to raise people's awareness of appreciating Indonesian music, building confidence and motivation of Indonesian musicians, and encouraging Indonesian musicians to make more achievement in regional, national, and international scales. Therefore, awards dedicated for Indonesian musicians, both who are still alive and have passed away, are presented in each celebration of the National Music Day. The establishment of the National Music Day on March the 9th also coincided with the birth of the Indonesian National Anthems composer, who is Wage Rudolf Supratman. The National Music Day was inaugurated by Indonesian 6th President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono in 2013 through Presidential Decree No. 10/2013. Listen to that's today in history.
Voice of Indonesia.
Tanya, kau malah geram. Takkan sengaja aku buat dirimu marah. Namun kamu menghilang, tinggalkan diriku sendiri mencari dirimu, oh kasihku. Sendiri berpikir apa salah diriku. Sendiri. Oh, yeah. Kalau ada maunya, jangan seperti itu. Tak ada manusia yang dapat tahu apa pikiranmu. Ku tahu engkau tak merasa seperti pas kamu menghilang, tinggalkan diriku sendiri mencari dirimu, oh kasihku. Sendiri berpikir apa salah diriku, kemana hilangnya dirimu. Ku jadi sendiri. Sendiri berpikir apa salah diriku, kemana, kemana hilangnya dirimu, hilangnya dirimu. Hey! Ku jadi sendiri, hubungi semua teman-teman, teman-teman sendiri. Kemana
Voice of Indonesia.
That was the song entitled Sendiri by Billy Simpson. You're still with us with Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on the Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries and FAO will develop Indonesian sea's large marine ecosystem. The Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries of Indonesia and local governments from 7 provinces agreed to plan to improve the management of the Indonesian sea's large marine ecosystem with the support of the United Nations Food and Agriculture Agency, FAO. The 7 provinces are Banten, West Java, Central Java, East Java, West Nusa Tenggara, East Nusa Tenggara, and East Kalimantan. In its release last Wednesday, the FAO stated that the large marine ecosystem was defined as a coastal area that had higher productivity than in the open sea area. Globally, there are 66 large marine ecosystems. Indonesia's large marine ecosystem is the largest in the world with 500 species of coral reefs, 2,500 species of marine fish, 47 species of mangroves, and 13 species of seagrasses. Meanwhile, 5 priority areas of Indonesia's large marine ecosystem are also determined on the northern coast of Java, East Kalimantan, East Flores, Lombok, and Batu Gede Atapupu border area. Planning for the 5 regions was completed at a meeting in Bogor between the Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries and FAO, which ended last Wednesday. This program is part of a regional project carried out by Indonesia and Timor-Leste, covering 213 million hectares of territorial waters, including the Indonesian large sea ecosystem. FAO Chief Representatives in Indonesia, Stephen Ruggert, said that project would help Indonesia and Timor-Leste collaborate in improving the management of coastal and marine resources. The program also aims to increase the contribution of fisheries in improving food security and reducing malnutrition in the region. According to a report, around 185 million people living in the area rely heavily on the coastal and marine industries, including fisheries, aquaculture, oil and gas production, transportation, and tourism. But Indonesia's large marine ecosystems now face various threats. The ministry estimates that the loss due to illegal fishing in Indonesian waters amounted to $20 billion per year. Degradation and loss of coastal and marine ecosystems such as mangrove forests, seaweed, and coral reefs in the Indonesian sea's large marine ecosystem also continue to occur significantly. Yet, as the largest archipelagic country in the world, Indonesia relies heavily on the coastal and marine industries, which contribute 25% of the country's GDP and absorbs more than 15% of the workforce. Activities in 5 priority locations will include demonstration of management implementation with an ecosystem approach for fisheries and aquaculture management, marine special planning, and marine protected areas for crabs, lobsters, mangrove crabs, and deep water fisheries. Well, that was my Indonesia today on the Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries of Indonesia and FAO will develop Indonesian sea's large marine ecosystem. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih from Voice of Indonesia to the World.
Voice of Indonesia.
Layang jauh bertemu. kejar mimpi dan ku terbang tinggi. Tak ada kata tidak, ku pasti bisa. Kan ku coba lagi.
Voice of Indonesia.
That's the second song sung by Maudy Ayunda entitled Kejar Mimpi. You're still with us with Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, Surabaya as the capital of East Java is rich with various kinds of its culinary such as rujak cingur, lontong balap, and so many others. In today's edition, we will introduce you tahu te, typical food from Surabaya, East Java province. Tahu te is a traditional food which contains of fried tofu and lontong that are cut into pieces and then splashed with sauce. Lontong is a dish made of compressed rice cake in the form of a cylinder wrapped inside with banana leaf. Besides its tahu and lontong, tahu te is served with petis sauce which is made with special ingredients so that it tastes typical flavor. Petis is component of culinary which is produced from processing of shrimp or fish juice that is given ingredients so that it forms blackish brown paste and has special aroma. Because its taste is so special, the food is attracted by not only Surabaya people but also tourists who visit Surabaya. In the past, tahu te was sold by vendors by cart. According to its story, the food was named tahu te because the sellers used scissors to cut its supplies, such as tahu or tofu, lontong, potato, and egg made sounds te, 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 so that a lot of people called its culinary with the name tahu te, te. Making process of tahu te is quite simple. We have to provide lontong, fried tofu and potato, boiling sprouts, and slices of cucumber. Those foods are cut into pieces by using special scissors and fork to hold it. After the foods are cut, they are ready to be served. On each serving, the foods which have been provided are arranged on the plate and splashed with petis sauce that is made from petis, fried peanut, water, chili, and garlic. The ingredient of petis sauce is mashed up by using stone mortar until getting thick. Petis which is used is usually taken from Sidoarjo, because Sidoarjo is a region in East Java province where petis can be found. Petis from Sidoarjo is more delicious and original. After all ingredients of tahu te are splashed with petis sauce, then on the food, it is sprinkled with fried onion, slices of celery, and also shrimp crackers. Tahu te has unique and typical taste. The taste of its sauce, which is made from petis,
gives typical taste and aroma. Fried peanut flavor on its sauce is more tasteful because the peanut on its sauce is not mashed up until smooth, so that it gives its own sensation on our tongue. Besides its delicious taste, tahu teh can also make you satisfied. So, tahu teh is appropriate for your lunch when you are in Surabaya. One portion of tahu teh is only 11,000 rupiah. Well, listener, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Putri Safitriadela. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Oh, Voice of Indonesia.
That's a song entitled Kini Saatnya by Once Michael. You're still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, we would like to give you another information about interesting tourism that happens in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia is a country rich in diversity, including in religions. Although Islam is embraced by the majority of Indonesia's population, the government does not necessarily ignore other believers. One of the innovations that has just been launched by the government is the Sindu and E-Pasraman services, which are specifically intended for Hindu believers. Sindu is the first step towards integrated data management of the Directorate General of Guidance for Hindu Communities. Moreover, the launch of Sindu is adjacent to the Hindus' New Year, Waisakha 1941, which is celebrated as Nyepi Day, so that the presence of Sindu is increasingly meaningful. The service is very necessary for Hindus in Indonesia, therefore data on the field continues to grow. Later, Sindu will summarize the data of guidance for Hindu communities employees both at the central and regional levels, data on worship places, the people, religious institutions, extension agents, dharmagita, priests, early childhood education, religious education for elementary up to university students. Besides Sindu, there is also E-Pasraman service. It is an application made by Kemenkes community of the Niti Sastra Foundation in collaboration with the Directorate General of Guidance for Hindu Communities. In E-Pasraman, there are all data about the number of Pasraman or special education institutions in the field of Hinduism, how many Hindu religious figures, where they are, how many Hindus, and how many temples they have. This data is always updated. With E-Pasraman, Indonesian Hindus will be easy to find information on religious education or worship places in certain areas. Hopefully, with the launch of Sindu and E-Pasraman, Indonesia can become a role model for other Hindus in the world. That was miscellany for today. We will meet again with other interesting topics. I'm Putri Sofi Dadela. See you next time.
Voice of Indonesia.
That's the song entitled Katakanlah, sung by Ikoti. You're still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. It's nice to meet again with me, Putri, in Music Corner segment. In today's edition, we present a song in keroncong genre entitled Prasasti Pemuda. A keroncong song with a struggle nuance tells about youth spirit. In the struggle period of Indonesian independence, the youths united to defend and to protect homeland. Various tribes united in one nation and one language. An old song can arouse devotion on homeland. Here is Keksi Mulyani with her song Prasasti Pemuda. Enjoy the song.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Dan ku akui
listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention. We will give another interesting information, so keep staying tuned to us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.